The problem with a long distance relationship is not the distance, it's the absence.
For a brief moment, there was silence. Like someone just said, "Hell Hitler!" in a room full of Jews type silence. And for a moment, my head felt like a Formula One course, for there were 133 thoughts racing in my mind that didn't make sense. It's only the 133rd that encouraged me to keep quiet, for I had nothing to say. Pause. Backtrack to a year and a half ago, she was the woman I met in pursuit of forever. Possessed of a type of beauty that could stop war, cause I'm sure if soldiers in battle were to ever see her, they'll ask each other, if such beauty exists, then what are we fighting for? She's a perfect metaphor for the sun, cause she brings joy wherever she shines. Forget beautiful, she's memorable. Newton would have left science just to pursue a life with her. She has striking brown eyes that could demand truth out of any man, and truth is, we had a love so fascinating like creation, more precious than oxygen, more real than death, cause I was earth and she was space, so we were a complete love universe.
Are you asking about my mom now?
I am.
No, you're supposed to start by asking how am I doing.
I don't like where this conversation is going.
It's already there. What do you mean when it's going?
How is your mom?
No, I'm not asking that question.
So time passed and we grew, but our love also stayed true. But circumstances had plans too, for she had to sail seas to master studies beyond a current degree. We pursued love despite the distance, promise forever, faithfulness was the witness. And from that day, we're like Siamese twins joined by distance. Our love was so beautiful, like the avatar forming in James Cameron's mind, and we became close, very close. Closer than a junkie and the next fix. Forget the distance, we were perfect. Despite being in different time zones, we made sure our hearts beat at the same time. Time gave us perfect scores, for we spoke around the clock tick. Anytime we would talk. Facebook and Skype became the bed and covers to our little romance. It's like the world evolved around us and we didn't care. It shocks me how a year and a half later, got here.
Okay, Arnold.
Yes. What about the email? And the Skype? And the Facebook?
I was busy.
And the what?
Right.
Oh, so all of a sudden you're not just busy.
Yes.
High is now an exam. Our conversation always fails. We never go past it. Our relationship is now a never-ending masquerade party, cause we hide behind job masks, claiming our lives are too busy. It must be amnesia or something, but I honestly don't remember the last time we laughed, so I guess you're right. The problem with the long-distance relationship is, it's not the distance, but the absence. But God is up there saying, it's not about their absence, because I'm omnipresent. Don't lie that your life is too busy. If you have time to eat and sleep, then you have time for me. I think I do remember the last time we laughed. Remember when I showed up for you, fought for you, and you couldn't stop singing Lord of the Breakthrough? Yes, we laughed, and I was glad that you're growing. Don't even go to the distance, because you created it. When you start feasting on the word, praying and calling on me for just fellowship. The problem with our relationship is not the distance. It's just that your love is growing cold.